I'm reading from chapter 7 from the book that I recently completed. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. Which I'm very glad for that, aren't you? He does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. We're ready for chapter 7, entitled The Absolute Sovereignty of God. The proclamation of the absolute sovereignty of God continues in Isaiah chapter 46. Bel boweth down, Nebo stoopeth, their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaded. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together, they could not deliver the burden. But themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age, I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me and make me equable and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him, set him in his place. Every time I read this, I think about the Pope. they bear him on their shoulders. They carry him, they set him in his place, and he standeth from his place. Shall he not remove? Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble? Remember this, and show yourselves. And bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there's none else. I am God, there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Hearken unto me, you stout-hearted that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. The prophet Isaiah is declaring that idols, the work of men's hands, and anything they concoct, try to make themselves acceptable to a false god, is without any merit or solution for their fallen condition. But the prophet answers in Isaiah 47:4, as for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. The prophet spends the rest of chapter 47 showing the utter folly of those worshiping other gods, and the resulting conditions of such wretches. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. Thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, but thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitudes of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be, thou shalt be able to profit. If so be thou mayest prevail, thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a cold to warm at, nor fire to sit for it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter, none shall save thee. Isaiah 47:9-15. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read chapter 8 while I'm right here. God's people are chosen before creation. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of God in Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness, for they call themselves of the holy city, and they stay themselves upon the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning. And they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass. I've even from the beginning declared it to thee before it came to pass. I showed it thee, lest thou should say, mine idol hath done it, and my graven image and my molten image hath commanded. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou should say, behold, I knew them, yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knowest not, yea, from that time that thine ear was not opened. For I knew that thou wouldst deal very treacherously, and wast called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I refine thee, but not with silver. I've chosen thee in the furnace of affliction for mine own sake. Even for mine own sake will I do it, for how should my name be polluted? I will not give my glory unto another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my call. I am he, I am the first. I also am the last. Mine hand also hath laid the foundations of the earth. Mine hand also hath laid the foundations of the earth. And my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. All ye assemble yourselves and hear which among them have declared these things. The Lord hath loved him. He will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. I have spoken, yea, I have called him, I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me. Hear ye this, I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God in his Spirit has sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. Go ye forth of Babylon, free from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing. Declare ye, tell this other, yet even to the end of the earth. Say ye, the Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. And they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There's no peace, saith the Lord unto the wicked. Isaiah 41:1-22. The prophet Isaiah said it much better than I could ever say it. That concludes chapter 7 and 8 of the book. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting.